Ah, oh, Mrs. Bluthal, how thoroughly uplifting to hear from you, he was saying. I was so distressed to hear that Miss Tiddles has passed over. This is desperate news indeed. And yet, should we allow black despair to hide from us the fairy light in which your blessed Moggy now forever dwells? I think not. Hark, I think I hear Miss Tiddles meowing e'en now. She calls to you, Mrs. Bluthal. She says she is content. She is at peace. She says she will be even more at peace when you've paid some bill or other. Does that ring a bell with you at all, Mrs. Bluthal? Come to think of it, I think I sent you one myself not 3 months ago. I wonder if it can be that which is disturbing her eternal rest. Dirk beckoned Richard in with a brisk wave and then motioned him to pass the crumpled pack of French cigarettes that were sitting just out of his reach. Sunday night, then, Mrs. Bluthal, Sunday night at 8:30. You know the address? Yes, I'm sure Miss Tiddles will appear, as I'm sure will your checkbook. Till then, Mrs. Bluthal, till then. Another phone was already ringing as he got rid of Mrs. Bluthal. He grabbed at it, lighting his crumpled cigarette at the same time. "Ah, Mrs. Soskind," he said in answer to the caller. "My oldest and, may I say, most valued client. Good day to you, Mrs. Soskind. Good day. Sadly, no sign as yet of young Roderick, I'm afraid, but the search is intensifying as it moves into what I am confident are its closing stages, and I'm sanguine that within mere days from today's date we will have the young rascal permanently restored to your arms and mewing prettily. Ah, yes, the bill, I was wondering if you had received it." Dirk's crumpled cigarette turned out to be too crumpled to smoke, so he hooked the phone onto his shoulder and poked around in the packet for another, but it was empty. He rummaged on his desk for a piece of paper and a stub of pencil, and wrote a note, which he passed to Richard. "Yes, Mrs. Soskind," he assured the telephone, "I am listening with the utmost attention." The note said, "Tell secretary, get Siggs." "Yes," continued Dirk into the phone, "but as I have endeavoured to explain to you, Mrs. Soskind, over the 7 years of our acquaintance, I incline to the quantum mechanical view in this matter. My theory is that your cat is not lost, but that his waveform has temporarily collapsed and must be restored. Schrödinger, Planck, and so on." Richard wrote on the note, "You haven't got secretary," and pushed it back.